Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Hey, shalom chaverim. That means hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
We are now in a time that the Jewish religion calls the Days of All. This is the time between the two of the four feasts that we call the High Holy Days. And Ted, it's believed in Judaism that the first day is the day that God opens the book of life and gives us an opportunity to kind of prove ourselves before he closes it at the second feast of the High Holy Days.
Yes, so the traditional greeting at the end of the Feast of Trumpets or Rosh Hashanah is L'shana Tova Tikatevu. May you be inscribed in the book of life.
For a good year.
For a good year. And then at the end of Yom Kippur, you say, may you be sealed in a book of life.
Okay, so this book of life concept is really what's behind the days of awe. Now, awe meaning in awe of God. I'm in awe of God during this time saying, Lord, what have I done that I can do better? What have I done that can be corrected? And so forth. Getting right with God, in other
words.
It
really is a time where Jewish people, no matter how religious they may be or may not be, if there's ever a time they're going to be considering spiritual things, their sins versus their good deeds, for instance, This is the time that they are being introspective. And therefore, friends, this is a great time to witness the power of the blood of Jesus. And we'll tell you how in some upcoming shows.
But really, this may be the best time of the year, certainly one of the two best times of the year, to take advantage of the right attitude that even someone who never goes to synagogue is at least minimally thinking about, if there is a God, where do I stand with him?
Yeah, and this concept of the book of life, you know, Paul was familiar with it. He wrote the book of Philippians, Rabbi Saul, the Apostle Paul, and in Philippians chapter 4, in verse 3, he's urging that the people have true compassion and help the women who have labored with me in the gospel and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life.
You see, so this was a Jewish concept even back in Jesus' day and after Jesus' day, and certainly before Jesus' day, this idea that there is a book of life and that God inscribes people in the book who meet his standards. And of course, his standard becomes faith in Jesus. That becomes the standard. And so we also see that even King David in the Psalms on a couple different occasions talked about the book of life.
Yeah, don't blot me out of your book of life.
And even talking about enemies saying they don't belong in the book of life. You know. Okay, so this is an ancient Jewish concept, and it certainly was still a concept in Jesus' day, and it is still to this day.
It is today. So Jewish people are wondering, is my name written in this book of life?
Now, when we get to the book of Revelation, though, we see God's ultimate decision about the book of life. Looking at Revelation chapter 21, verse 27, and only those, it says, who are written in the Lamb's book of life. And see, the ultimate use of the book of life is the Lamb of God, Jesus himself.
Yeah, and if your name is written in the Lamb's book of life,
by the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus, by accepting the atoning sacrifice of Yeshua, Jesus our Messiah, that's how your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. And Jewish people don't know that.
They don't have a clue.
But at this time of year, they're open to getting their names in the book of life, being sealed in the book of life.
Now, what that means is they're not looking for someone to come tell them about Jesus. That's not what we mean. They are, but they don't know it. So if you were to say to them, oh, you're looking for Jesus because it's the days of awe, they'll say, you're crazy. But if you present Jesus in his Jewishness to them as the answer to being written in the book of life, Now you're going to get some attention. They may not accept it right away, but they're going to listen because they want to know.
And if you start the conversation, you know, during this time between the blowing of the trumpet and the Day of Atonement, I know that, you know, you're probably more introspective, more reflective than you used to be or that you normally are. Do you mind if I talk to you a little bit about getting written in the book of life?
Yeah, they
Whoa.
Want it. We want to be written in the book of life. Hallelujah. Jesus is the way.
Amen. Friends, we're Messianic Minutes. If you want some help in sharing the good news of Jesus with Jewish people, get in touch with us through the website, messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
God of Jacob.